Quick hit for media members on the call. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. Well, now welcome to the call, the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning.
Good morning. A second straight win for the Tigers. You guys rallied from 21-10 down at the half and pick up a 34-24 win. As you've gone back and looked at that game, what impressed you with your team's effort on Saturday?
I'm impressed by their resilience that yeah, senior day meant a lot to these kids, and we didn't play real well in the first half, or at least not nearly as well as William Mary did. And we had to respond. We had to answer the bell. And we talked about stepping up as individuals or stepping up as units or groups, and I thought we did that all the way around. We really raised our level of play in the second half, and nice to celebrate that win for the seniors.
Was it as much a I'm sure there were adjustments made in the locker room, but it sounds like it was much a mental change to a will to win type thing for your guys as much as a physical thing?
I think it's a little bit of the will to win aspect, and you take a bunch of young guys who are figuring out how to win, and they start to believe in how to win, and you put that together and it starts to create a little bit of momentum. And, you know, you need somebody to stand up and say, we're going to do this. And I'd say that these young bucks are learning about winning, learning how to win, learning what it takes to win, and learning that if it really doesn't matter what the score is, you can win no matter what. And that's a good thing for these young kids to be picking up right about now.
One of those young bucks, Shane Simpson, back-to-back rookies of the week, 21 carries, 201 yards, the big run that Coach Laycock talked about there in the second half. And I know you missed Darius Victor greatly and all that he's brings to your program, but how much has Shane benefited from all this extra playing time that he's received this season?
Oh, gosh. I mean, talk about just getting it. There's no substitute for experience, and the more he plays, the better he gets. And, you know, you can say that about a bunch of these young kids on both sides of the ball. And I think we're doing a better job of figuring out how to put him in positions to be successful. And you combine all those things together, you start developing a degree of confidence on the offensive side of the ball. And that pays off in both points and wins.
We touched on with Coach Laycock as well, because of the dangerous return guy that Shane is, William & Mary tries to squib kick, and Keon Pay comes up with that big return for you that ties the game. Talk about that play.
Yeah, we were kind of lucky in the return call that we had versus what they were trying to do. We kind of fell into that the right way, so it wasn't that kind of a foreign schematical thing. And then everybody really did execute. Keon made a guy, one or two guys missed. And anybody goes back and watch the film, I gotta say this about Shane. Not only is he a good player, but he is a great teammate. And what I mean by this is he didn't have the ball. And as Keon, and I love Keon, but as he's getting walked towards the end of the play, there's this bullet that comes out of nowhere, and it's Shane Simpson who cuts off two guys and secures that touchdown. So talk about a selfless player. I didn't get the ball, but I'm going to make sure that I scored a touchdown. And when we had the sack at the end of the game, I don't think there might have been one or two guys, but not many were as excited as Shane Simpson. So not only is he a good football player with the ball in his hands, but he's a great teammate, and he plays well without the ball in his hands. It's a rare quality.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. We've talked often on this call all season long about how big turnovers have been and how much they've hurt you. Morgan Mihalik back under center and a solid game, 166 yards, nothing flashy, but no turnovers in that game. How big is that stat, and do you kind of come back and wonder what might have been if he's healthy all season long?
Well, you know, I say he's healthy all season long, but if, you know, we just don't make some of the momentous mistakes we've made, you know, singularly, that, you know, what it could have, should have, but that's not what it's about. I said before, as a quarterback, before you can even talk about being a winning quarterback, you have to learn how not to lose the game. That you have the ball in your hand every single play, and you have complete control over the positive and negatives of so much of the game offensively. So, you know, in evaluating him, he was better than he was the week before. A little less rust, a little smarter with the ball. But again, he's put us in positions to win football games and led us well, even when the ball's not in his hands. And that's a big, big thing. There's some confidence on the offensive side of the ball that we haven't had in a while.
Switching sides of the ball, defensively, you hold William & Mary to 3 points there in the second half. Your defense comes up with 5 sacks. Talk about how you felt how they played on Saturday, especially in that second half.
Oh, I thought they played their hearts out. I thought they started off a little slow. It's a good anybody that's played William & Mary knows that's a really, really, really good offensive line. And so much so, we were doing the stats. I don't think we had 5 sacks total in the last 3 years against these guys. That's how good they are. So, Max Tejada probably played his best game he's ever played here as a nose guard. Some of these young guys actually had phenomenal games, making almost no mistakes, in the right place almost all the time, and especially in the second half. Put all that stuff together with an offense that's kind of excited to move the ball, and it's a fun Saturday.
You guys hit the road Saturday to face Rhode Island, a Rhode Island team that is coming off their best game of the year, puts 44 points up on the road down at Elon. As you looked at them, what are some of the keys for your team, and what did you see in that game Saturday from Rhode Island?
Oh, I saw what I kind of expected to see, a team that was extremely well coached and plays really hard. And what I mean is, any team that, you know, I heard what Flem said, any team that takes a whooping like they did the week before, you know, the world we live in today, you're supposed to lay down, man. You're not supposed to fight back. You're supposed to just say, oh, let's get this thing over with. And those kids had to travel as far away as they could possibly travel from their home state to the southernmost school and played their faces off. I'm thoroughly impressed that they're physical. They run around. They got athletes. Their schemes are solid. Ball bounces the wrong way every now and then. Kind of bites them in the rear end. But it's a good, good football team. So we'll be taking our annual late November trek to New England and giving our best to see if we can finish this one up the right way.
I was going to ask you about that. How important, with the way the year's gone, how important would it be to finish the year with the momentum of 3 straight wins?
Well, I don't want to sound like Yogi Berra, but I can tell you that winning sure is a hell of a lot better than losing. And life around here is a lot better. And it's building. And I think that's the best way to describe it. It's building. That instead of somebody relying on somebody else, and that everybody, there's a whole lot of personal accountability and responsibility that's going into our successes. And that's going to certainly bode well for our future. So we've been on a roll, like to keep it that way and use this as a springboard for the things we're going to do in the future.
All right, Rob, thanks for your time today and all season long. I really appreciate all your time.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.